just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight.
Okay, this episode is called "What the Fuck Does Billy Know About
Glee?"
Glee,
yes.
Bum bum ba da 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 da. That's not Glee, is it?
What was that?
That's a Scroobius Pip song. I just
yeah,
that's like complete opposite to Glee. No, what was that song? The Midnight Train song we just heard. The Don't Stop Believing. But right. they go bom 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 bom. I keep doing that. I can't get in my head now. I'm thinking
you're getting it stuck in my head.
Bom 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 da 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 da.
Could you do that with another song? Find a decent song and then keep like singing it like that.
We'll go bom bom bom. I'm not just going bom 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 bom.
Yes. Yeah, sounds like an old like 90s electro song that does.
No. What the fuck does Billy know? No. We gotta do that, hasn't we? We gotta record that.
Yeah.
What the fuck does Billy know?
No.
Alright,
we'll be on to something.
We could be on to something. So right, so we're talking about
coming to HMV near
the greatest show ever to grace the screen. If the criteria for greatest meant
a little bit
camp, lots of songs, some nice women in it, a little bit of comedy, American, 45 minutes long, begins with a G, ends with an E.
So, you know, that's probably the only program out there like that.
Exactly. So that's why it'd be the greatest show if that was the criteria.
But at the end of the day, it's not.
Well, let's not diss it that bit. It's better than a lot of shows out there.
Yeah, but there's a lot of reality TV.
When someone says to you, have you watched Glee? Let's say, have you watched Glee? What do you think about this Glee then? What do you automatically think?
Well, it's just people singing in there. It's not my bag, baby.
So that's it, just people singing. You think, you turn it on, 45 minutes, it's just people singing.
All I see on the adverts, yeah, is that song you were just singing. Right? Bum, so instantly, bum, I'm bum, like, bum, bum, nah. And then a geezer comes on the screen. I'm just a small town girl. Oh really? What, trapped in a fucking boy's
no,
body?
She's just a small town girl, you see. He's just a small town girl.
Well, that goes to show how much I've
got. She's just a small town girl.
He sings it like a small town girl. Got a bit of string tied around his ball bag.
He has a little bit. But it's not just singing. It's got storylines in it.
Is there a lot of singing?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah, about three songs, maybe four an episode.
Shut up!
But
in each episode,
yeah, but it's the whole point of it. That's what makes it different. It's like a high school drama,
mm-hmm.
Well, high school drama comedy, because it's quite funny. There's funny bits in it,
right?
But the songs in it, it's just to make it different.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the next step up from High School Musical. High School Musical is for kids.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the next step up. This is like for the teenagers. And. People like that. People like musicals and shit.
Yeah.
But I'm not a massive fan of musicals and that.
No.
I like a little sing song.
If I wanted to go and watch a musical, I'd go to a musical.
I like a little sing song.
Yeah.
I like a little bit of singing.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't sing myself.
So do I, but come on. I just don't like the
premise, the idea.
The singing.
Right. Well, the idea is this. It's a group of misfits, outsiders, outcasts at high school. So, like, in America, it's probably a bit more intact of what they're used to, you know.
Yeah.
Your jocks, your sports people, your cheerleaders.
There's a big divide between each group.
Exactly. So these are like the geeks. Right. They're like the geeky people.
Okay.
And what it's all about is literally them going from like, they go to the Glee Club, which is considered like the loser club. I mean, you're a loser if you're part of Glee Club. Yeah.
Right,
I mean?
Okay.
So you get like, they get fixed front. They're bullied.
Just because they go to a club.
Just because they go to a club, want a bit of singing, want to be part of a little gang.
Well, they shouldn't sing then, should they?
And then what it is though, the whole point of it is that the main guy, Mr. Schuster, right, he's like a Spanish teacher, he takes on the Glee Club.
Yep.
And he wants a jock who's like the quarterback, so he's like the most popular guy at school quarterback, so he's dating the cheerleader, head cheerleader. He's got a really good voice, so he wants him to join the glee club.
Yep.
And he does that by kind of like, he sort of blackmails him a little bit, so he puts a bit of weed in his locker. So straight away, it's kind of a little bit more adult. You can't even get that in high school musical, do you?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's very darkly funny in some bits. Because they literally, they're literally taking a piss. Well, not taking a piss, they're showing light on people getting bullied, pretty much. These kids get bullied every day.
Yeah, but.
So, yeah. And then, yeah, so then he gets cold. Oh, come on, just join Glee Club. You know you want to, do you know what I mean? And the bloke, he does, he wants to. He likes singing, he likes entertaining. Goes in there, and that's it. And then he goes spawning. It's like a group of people, and they go through. I'm not going to explain the whole of the series.
Yep.
But, yeah. But then the idea is like, they sing a song. And it's like, you'll be talking, and then they sing a song about it. But it's normal songs you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're like old 70s songs or 80s songs or even up to date songs like Britney Spears. They do a lot of them,
but disco songs,
yeah, but they jazz them up, some of them, and they make them really cool, when they make them really like,
I've heard them,
yeah,
they don't make them cool,
they make them different though, they're pretty
they
good
they make them different.
Oh,
yeah.
You tap your toes,
tap. I watched Flight of the Conchords.
It's like Flight of the Conchords, that's funny.
It's not like,
but it's like that kind of style, the fact that it will just kind of, they start singing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's like, well, that's just out of the blue. Or they're singing on stage.
Yep.
But you know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool little show. It gets kind of a bit pigeonholed of being, that's just kids singing. It's got to be a shitty show.
Mm.
But it's better than After Shit. It's only because... It doesn't take itself too seriously, which is a really good thing. It kind of keeps going. And it doesn't sit there and say, well, it's a serious show. It takes a piss out of itself.
Yeah.
The original writer, or the creator of Glee, was a geezer. He made Nip Tuck.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. That's it's got cool. People, they kind of forget that if you watch it, especially if you watch Nip Tuck, you will see how similar it is to Nip Tuck, in a sense that they get some very dark undertones, but it's told in a very light way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, most episodes are done about bullying.
Yep.
I mean, and they're getting bullied. Anything fucking heard is funny. It's got slashing thrown in their face.
Mm.
But it's quite dark, and like there's a gay kid in it. He's like the most openly gay kid ever.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets proper bullied to one point where you start feeling uncomfortable, thinking, oh shit, you know what I mean? Like,
feel sorry for me, of course.
A minute ago we were sitting there dancing to, dancing. You're sitting there listening,
I was sitting there dancing
since the Lady Gaga tune was on.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next minute he's getting fucking pushed against the fucking, straight up against the locker.
Yep.
Getting bullied, and you think, oh, that's a bit dark.
He's just been singing his heart out.
Yeah, put another Lady Gaga song on, come on. It's a good little show, but the main thing that redeems that show, which makes it better than what people expect,
don't say singing and dancing,
no, is Jane Lynch, the bird from Role Models.
She one who has Coke for breakfast, lunch and
BS yourself. Yeah, that's it. And she plays Sue Sylvester. She plays the head cheerleading coach, and she is the best thing in it. She has all these put downs. She hates the Glee Club.
Yep.
She hates everyone.
Got to have that character.
She's rude. Yep. She's obnoxious. She's arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
But she's female, so
jock.
Fucking funny.
Female jock.
She has all these quotes.
I don't trust a man with curly hair. I can't help picturing small birds laying sulfurous eggs in there, and I find it disgusting. It just means you're awful.
Even your breath stinks of mediocrity.
You have all the sensuality of one of those pandas down at the zoo who refused to mate.
This is what we call a total disaster, ladies. I'm going to ask you to smell your armpits. That's the smell of failure. And it's stinking up my office.
I've always thought the desire to procreate showed deep personal weakness.
Wow, I just lost my train of thought. You have so much margarine in your hair.
Right now, you got enough product in your hair to season a walk.
Your hair looks like a briar patch.
I keep expecting racist animated Disney characters to pop up and start singing songs about living on the bayou.
I am reasonably confident that you will be adding revenge to the long list of things you're no good at.
I misjudged you. You may be two of the stupidest teens I've ever encountered.
That's saying something. I once taught a cheerleading seminar to a young Sarah Palin.
So you like show tunes? Doesn't mean you're gay. It just means you're awful.
You wear more vests than the cast of Blossom.
Well, I may buy a small diaper for your chin because it looks like a baby's ass.
People who dress like librarians, all sex addicts.
Loving musical theater doesn't make you gay, it just makes you awful.
Outstanding.
Like that. So that's
there's great one line.
She does. She's really good at great lines. She literally just digs and adds a go at these.
She just likes digging at the geezer's hair.
Yeah, all the time. And it's funny. And it is like a running joke. She constantly does it. I mean, obviously, in the first series, they didn't know how Glee was going to be in America. It could have been hit and miss. It could have really bombed, couldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a hard premise. Obviously, if you're straight away going, I'm watching that, it's fucking big money. So you're already aiming at a small demographic of people.
Yeah. Yep.
What they've been quite lucky with is that the small demographic has kind of drifted off, and they've done quite well for themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, it's popular, and people are watching it.
Oh, yeah.
In a way, I think it's a bit of a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, I reckon it is for people.
I don't think everyone's going to admit to watching Glee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I admit to it, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'll probably lose my man card for this.
Yeah, you've definitely lost that.
Lose my man points.
Yep.
I don't give a shit. I quite like it, but I like TV and film, so for me, I like everything.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? So, well, not everything, but yeah. I'm open to like watching anything. I don't give a shit. If I don't like it, I won't watch it. If I do like it, I'll watch it. Okay. That's how I watch it. But then again, yeah. But it's not aimed at certain people, it's aimed at other people.
The only thing I see is adverts, and all the adverts show, they don't show this other side that you've talked about, where you're bullying and stuff like that. All I see is
I'm not saying they're
singing, so I'm like,
I'm not saying let's watch a show about bullying.
Yeah, but I just, you know, a lot of the songs are not really my sort of songs, so I see them being
cool
sung,
song.
And I'm like, nah, don't like Britney Spears, don't like Lady Gaga, she's got a cock.
Teeny Weeny.
Yes.
Teeny Weeny Gaga.
Yep. And, don't know what other songs they sing, but it's, yeah.
Yeah, well, I've got a list of some songs. I'll go through some of the songs that they sung in season one.
Yep.
Alright, they do a lot of songs where they've done a lot of old 80s and then 90s songs originally. Yeah, it started like, was it Just a Small Town Girl? Was it Don't Stop Believing?
Yep.
Everyone knows that one.
Mm-hmm.
They done Rehab.
Okay.
By Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse.
She's on there. Then,
I bet it ruined that though.
It was like a load of people singing it. It was like a different group of people singing it. So
yeah.
They don't
so there's a lot of people that need to go to rehab.
yeah. There is a lot of people that need to go. Do you know who needs to go to rehab? Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen is a crazy ass motherfucker.
He is a creep, and he's funny, though, isn't he?
I've hardly seen any of this.
We should do a podcast on Charlie Sheen.
Yeah,
you probably could get enough sound clips of him.
Yeah.
They did Push It by Salt-N-Pepa.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, push it.
Push it good.
Push it real good.
Ah, push it.
Yeah, I do Mercy by Daffy. Songs like that.
Yep, okay.
Then you have loads of ones.
West Side Story, yeah.
Okay. Somebody to Love by Queen.
Mm-hmm.
These are proper old school tunes. But then they go a little bit... Update, like Ride With Me with Nelly.
Okay, yeah. Jordan Sparks and Chris Brown, right, yep.
Yeah, it's Nowhere, they do Avril Lavigne stuff.
Busta Move, Young MC, yep.
What one's that one?
Yeah.
Busta Move, how's that go?
Yo, Busta Move, that's off of Dude, Where's My Car?
Is it good? Hey, pretty bad,
I don't know the words.
I don't know what it is.
Well, that's just rung a bell, I'm pretty sure that's, yeah.
Endless Love,
who's that?
That always reminds me of, Happy Gilmore. When he's on the ice rink and that bloke, the ice man, they've got the song on and it pans out and that geezer just mimes the song. That's a genius one. I love that one. Oh, it's just loads of credit. Imagine by John Lennon.
I don't know how they do, is it necessary to put three or four songs in one?
Well, yeah,
how they pay all the actors by re-releasing these songs, and then from the money they make on the songs, they pay all the actors.
Well, they don't pay the actors, do they? They'd have to pay the people who wrote the song.
Sorry for all the bullying that we put you through during the recording of this TV show. No, people were actually harmed in this while on set. May have been done off set.
Yeah, in the alleyway.
Been bullied.
There's people out there.
You know, he said about this camp geezer. You know, he's getting in front of his lockers there.
This camp geezer.
Yeah, and then he's...
He won a Golden Globe, don't you know?
What, for that?
For being gay.
What, in Glee?
He won a Golden Globe for Glee, yeah.
Oh, that's fucking bollocks. Come on. What does Golden Globe stand for these days if camp geezers are getting them for getting being camp?
Well, look, he's good at it.
What was the Golden Globe for? It goes
best,
for the biggest game.
Best actor in the comedy.
You beat Graham Norton, Dal Winton.
They weren't
and
nominated.
RuPaul. Yeah.
RuPaul, that's a weird name to just pluck out of nowhere.
Well, you know.
So you like to do Rolling Stone stuff?
Okay, I like a bit of Rolling Stone, but I won't listen to it.
So are you starting to get defensive now, are you?
Yeah, because I like Rolling Stones. I like the Beatles, yeah.
Beatles,
yeah.
Madonna, they do a whole Madonna stuff. Rick Springfield?
They've either sung a song that I don't like, so I won't listen to it. Or they've sung a song that I do like, and I don't want to listen to it, because it'll ruin it.
I don't like change. I don't like anybody taking my own
money. Oh, no, people can, but, you know, don't put a Kemp swing on it. Just, you know, sing it.
It's cabaret, it's Broadway, man. In the second series, they went a bit more update and done more songs. They actually did songs that were kind of released at the same time as the episodes, which is what I thought was kind of weird.
Okay.
But
I got the power, my snap. Yeah, okay.
Oh, dog's fighting again. Stop it, dogs. Behave yourself.
Bloody dogs.
But yeah, they do. Where is it? Paramore. Do stuff like that. They're trying to keep up with the people They did a Rocky Horror Picture Show one.
Never seen that film.
That's an awesome film.
Yeah.
That's proper camp.
Is that a camp geezer? Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry, yeah. Pennywise.
Yeah.
Pennywise.
Is that a geezer?
That's what you pay Pennywise, yeah. Oh. Oi! What's going on with your dogs? What crazy mother ass dogs. Bruno Mars and all that, they put songs like that. But no, it's a cool little show.
Right.
It's not for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the worst show in the world, and it's better than our show. I mean, I couldn't watch that 90210 shit.
Oh, yeah, no.
I mean, that's rubbish.
Yep.
Because that takes itself too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like Dawson's Creek and that. That's all them old, so it's not Hollyoaks.
Oh, just
can you watch Hollyoaks?
Nah.
Yeah, the good thing about Hollyoaks is women.
That's
the whole, and that's why they put hot women in it, because they know blokes are not going to watch Hollyoaks.
They've got shit stuff.
Unless they've got things to look at.
It's just depressing. If someone is, every day, someone on Hollyoaks is committing suicide, or they're going to kill someone else because they want their money.
Or they're getting raped.
Yeah, or they're getting raped.
Or they're burning down a building.
And this is life, you know, they're just portraying how life is, but at the end of the day, that is how life is. Give me something to fucking watch. I want to see girls on girls.
Yeah?
I'll watch that. Then I'll get ratings.
Billy, Glee has a bit of girl-on-girl action.
Yeah, but how many songs are crammed in around it?
Damn it. It's a girl-on-girl thing. They have some nice women in Glee.
Yeah, nice
and
bit of
porn. There you go. Is that going to help? Boom, boom.
It comes out of Billy's boom, boom, room.
He gets some that boom, boom on that.
Yeah.
They're nice women, isn't it? See, there you go, there's their little taste. They're like, you know, not many guys are going to watch this. Maybe just Adam.
Mm-hmm.
They go in gaming. But, you know,
unless you're Ed.
Yeah, he's there to watch it. But they put nice looking women in it. It's a cheat. They do.
They put it on there to get the geezers to watch it.
They do. And they watch it, they're like, hey, I watch you. Oh, these girls are like, oh, yeah. Hello, hello, baby,
I can see you sitting here watching it. Like, I love this song.
I didn't like this song before. I love it now. It's like, you know, but there's this one clip which sums it all up, when the two girls, they're singing, Lady Gaga singing in the toilets.
Yep.
And this is the second series, and it sums up how kind of the second series, the writing, mm-hmm. took the piss out of itself, because they knew Glee was kind of getting, I mean, it was a joke,
yep.
but it was a popular joke. Gotcha. If that makes sense.
So it wanted to laugh at itself.
Yeah.
Yep.
So she walks in, tells them to shut up.
Yeah,
so that's perfect. You know what I mean? Because then that's kind of what people would do.
Yeah.
If you were walking like,
oh yeah, definitely.
Imagine walking in your tie yard.
Why is someone singing?
You just walk in, you'd be like, shut up, I'm fucking doing that. But you know, keep up with that, and it's quite funny, that, I think, and it kind of makes it Because then they kind of saying to you, you know, just go with it. It's fun.
Yeah.
We're not trying to make you think this is what they do. They're going to walk down that hall and they're going to sing a song, and you're supposed to think that's normal life. Because it ain't. It's a joke, and they take this out of themselves.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're not really like a fan of musicals then?
Not really. I'd go to watch a musical in London if the
opportunity
to. Yeah. I'd go and watch something like that, but not a. I can see. I don't know. I find like this sort of American show to be a little bit cheesy.
It's supposed to be. That's the whole point.
Yeah, that's why I won't watch it.
But no, that's fair enough.
If saying, you know, it's like if someone knows they're annoying me, and they carry on annoying me, I'm like, what the fuck? You know you're cheesy. What the fuck, you still being cheesy? Change that shit. Yeah.
Well, yeah. What sort of musicals have you watched where you've gone like, you know, because obviously in Disney's when you were a kid they were all musicals.
Yeah, but yeah.
It's not as if you didn't watch, because you watched Disney as a kid.
Yeah.
It's not as if you don't know what musicals.
But I didn't really sing along to them. So I didn't sit there and be like, oh, I love this one. You know how many songs in this? I love this song. It's beautiful. It takes me back. Nah, I'm just like, yeah. I'd just watch it and a song would come on, and that's when I'd, I don't know, play with me Action Man or me.
What about like musical movies? You ever seen a musical film?
Probably not off the top of my head.
No, nothing really appeals to you?
No.
Not really a musical man then? No.
I like music. I love music. I listen to any sort of music, but when I see cheesy people singing music and dancing around, yes, it's not what it's about, man.
It's not what it's about.
It's not really like my sort of entertainment, I don't think.
No.
Now I always sit down and put myself through that when I know that I'm going to puke.
Puke!
Yeah. That's what I thought of in that little minute there.
Yeah, puke. Puke! 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 Gwyneth Paltrow's in the new series.
I couldn't give a shit.
She's looking pretty hot. Pretty tasty.
What, has someone fucking set her hair alight?
Shut up, Bill. She's nice.
She's alright.
That's it. Right.
Yeah. Give me a couple more beers and we'll come back to Gwyneth Paltrow.
I like Gwyneth Paltrow, she's quite nice.
Yeah, she's alright. Just a bit bland.
A bit bland?
Mm.
She's married to the geezer from Coldplay. He's a bit boring, isn't he?
He's a bit bland as well, yeah. What's the name of their kid? Apple. Sort it out, fucking hell.
They've
got another kid. They've got another kid called Tomato.
Tomato! Apple pear.
Yeah.
Apple pear. Living under the stairs.
People under the stairs.
Oh, I remember that film.
Any
music in
that? Is there any music in there?
People Under the Stairs. There's a movie bomb.
There's
a movie bomb with that.
But there's no music in it. We'll make, you know, there's no like. There could be a soundtrack. Obviously, there'll be a soundtrack. Well, but it's not a musical film.
Probably just to give you a no tongue going. Can he put on a gimp mask, isn't he? That film.
Yeah, that's not a gimp suit. That's Bundy, isn't it? Remember that TV show? Used to be Married with Children.
No, it ain't. It looks like him, it ain't.
Oh, it's not him.
No, because he's in that Modern Family.
But yeah, he does put it on. He runs around with a fucking shotgun shooting the walls.
So you know how to make that film better? A couple of songs in it, like Glee.
What, Barney's going chasing after
it? Let's have a go. Right. What is the worst film you've seen in. Like, what TV shows do you not like?
What TV shows do I not like?
Yeah.
Glee.
No, not Glee. What did you not like?
I don't know. I don't watch all that many TV shows. I don't watch TV series, really.
No.
To be honest. If I see something that's on that I'm not really interested in, I'll just turn it over. I don't really necessarily hate anything. I'm just, you know, I know if I miss something, like I used to watch Hollyoaks, and then I'd miss like two nights worth. And then
you wouldn't be that bothered, really. Just
well, then I'd go back. I'd be like, "What the fuck's going on?" And then, yeah, just stop watching it.
Yeah,
fair enough. Bullshit.
The only thing I don't like about Hollyoaks or any soap is that it doesn't have an end.
Mm-hmm.
Right, shows like American shows, they have kind of they carry on. They could do like 10 series, but they will stop at the end of the series,
mm-hmm.
have a break, yep. start a new storyline. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a little way. With you know, soaps, it's like it builds up to the end of a storyline. And then you go next and he carries on again.
And then there's something else in there as well.
You know,
he just breaks it out. You know, sometimes, yeah, you just want closure.
Hmm.
Boom.
Definitely. Bam! So the thing with Glee, right? is that Glee is kind of it's a bit of a product, like an X Factor sort of thing,
yep.
Because every song that's in the show is available to download.
Yep.
So they're in the charts.
I know it is because my iPod got plugged into your computer and I now have the complete Glee fucking soundtrack on my
phone. That's what I said. Did you really?
I didn't
even got that on my phone.
And yeah.
No.
Do you want to swap phones?
I must have put that on there on purpose. This is a bit fucking clean, motherfucker.
It's annoying, I put my songs on shuffle and then, yeah. Fucking small town girl.
I can't, they're still doing it. What is it? Ba 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 ba. I don't know,
keep doing it.
Ba 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 da da. I can't
you
do
sound
it.
Like a sheep with a speech impediment.
I can't do that. Well, listen back to this thinking, what the fuck are you talking about? Fucking hell. No, but yeah, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just sit there, I'm going to put the card on the table and say, I like it. I like the storyline. I go further than it just being a show where there's singing in it. I actually watch the story and I think this is quite, it's well written. It's yep. well made. If they took the singing out, for me, it wouldn't make any difference. That's just my opinion.
I like that. I like that you've just, you know, you've only got half a man China now.
Let me hit you on the door on the way out.
They're nice if he sort of semi-redeemed.
But no, but that, I mean, it's, I know it's not been trying to claw me way ahead. But see, if they took the songs out,
yep.
I really wouldn't care.
Because
to me, I like the storyline because I think it's well written. And I like because it does remind me of Nip-Tuck. It's not as dark as Nip-Tuck. Nip-Tuck was fucking dark.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was a dark show.
It was good dark.
And that was an awesome show. This is like, you know, it's kiddified, it's teenagers and that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny. It's funny. It's well written and the storylines are cool and it's easy to watch.
Mm-hmm.
The songs are there.
Yep.
Don't bother me. Yeah, I like a song.
Do you not know, go to bed and then have a song stuck in your head?
No, not really, because I didn't
wake up whistling a song.
Oh, I never wake up whistling a song. I wake up and fucking stumble across the room.
Yeah.
I fucking take the dog out and go to the toilet. So it's fucking on effing off. Fuck off. Go fucking work. Fucking last thing I'm gonna do is get up and sing a song.
I can see it. You waking up every morning, boom, boom, boom. Oh, it's a fucking boom. Oh, I can't remember. Let me sing something else. I'm a barbecue. Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm gonna put that screw. You know what Scrooge picks?
Scrooge. Yeah, I know what story we're talking about.
It's beat my heart skit, whatever. Yeah. It's the beat that my heart skip. Bum, 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 ba, li, da, da, la, di, da, di, da. That's just my head. La, di, da.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of saying Scrooby's Pip is like Glee.
I'm sorry, you're kind of in the same box there.
Dan the Sack and Scrooby's Pip Glee episode.
That is Scrooby's Glee.
We could do a mismatch. You know, we could sort that out. That could work.
Well, I make our own song. Scrooby's Pip. Fucking rapping over any Glee track.
The thing with Glee, they don't write original songs, it's all Broadway and pop songs. It's pop songs, pop. Yep. That's what it is.
That's what it is. Then that, you've just, that's my finger on it there.
Yep, and what's
fucking on? I hate fucking pop music.
Well, you know, pop music is just popular music. There's no such genre as pop music.
But I know what pop music is. When I hear a song, I'm like, that's pop, that's shit. I don't like it. I really don't like it.
No.
Even Timbaland, he got put into a pop genre on my bloody iPod.
I don't listen
to it now. I see it. I used to like the song. Now I'm like, what the fuck?
Are you one of those guys that likes a band and then the minute they get popular, you're like, fuck you?
If they keep releasing songs that I like, then I'll listen to them.
Like Kings Leon.
I prefer their old stuff.
Is it? Yeah, so do I.
Their new, yeah.
But their new stuff's more catchy. Maybe that's our point.
Then it gets a little bit repetitive, like only because radios just rinse them.
They play the song over and over again.
You know, say you go back 10 years, you wouldn't, you know, Kings of Leon stuff weren't really, wouldn't get that much airplay.
Well, when Kings of Leon come over from America, they weren't even big in America. We made them big here, then they went over to America and got big because America would see us like it, so they think, oh, we might like it.
Yeah.
And they're like, especially if they're American, and we like them before they do, they got defensive.
Yeah.
Come back! Don't go over there!
You arse!
Come back! That's how they do it. They might have sung a couple of Kings and Leon songs on Glee. But that's what it is, it's popular music. You won't hear them singing a really underground song, because...
So
because what happened, it'd be the other way around. it'd be like the people that are watching it who like all the popular music would be like, what the fuck is this song? I don't want to hear this shit. Put Lady Gaga back on. It's all Britney Spears, Lady Gaga, all that stuff. Keep Kesha. Kesha, they done one, the one I watched the other day, the Kesha song.
Kesha?
Yeah.
What's that song?
You know Kesha? TikTok?
That's a clock.
No, I just wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Oh, yeah. I fucking hate that.
She's
song.
Weird.
I've never seen her.
Yeah, she's quite good looking, but she's a bit. She paints herself.
She paint what, like she's an artist, like Van Gogh. Like she paints her, self-portraits. Yeah, she's a crazy bitch.
She didn't cut her ear off.
She cut her leg off.
You know, like if you go to, you ever seen a Wicker Man?
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, have you ever seen like a hippie?
Nope, never seen that.
No, that's. Have you ever seen a hippie?
Oh, well, I've seen a hippie. Yeah.
When they get these face paint, they draw like suns and shit on their cheeks.
Yeah.
With their finger, like they use like paint. That's what she does. It's a waste because she's really good looking.
Oh, is she?
She makes herself look really dirty, but not in a nice way.
Oh, yeah. Grunge, dirty way.
Yeah, kind of like you need a wash. Kind of thing. If you don't wash you, I'm going to wash you myself.
Yeah, fucking fruity over there. I'm gonna get my baster out.
Well, I need to get my man points back and start talking about women a bit more. Otherwise, you know. I'm gonna show you this one clip of Glee, and then this is gonna be the final clip. You're gonna then judge what you know about Glee.
Yep.
Okay. So there you go.
You've just totally changed my pit. that was beautiful, man.
Love it. Right, okay, so there you go. We spoke about Glee. It's not exactly the hardest really question to ever ask you.
Yeah.
What the fuck does Billy know about Glee? What do you know about Glee, Bill?
Apparently you get given Golden Globes for being gay. That's what I know. And they sing a load of pop shit.
Pop shit?
Oh.
What would you have them sing?
What would I have them sing? Do they do MC Hammer?
They do, I think they have actually.
What, You Can't Touch Us?
I think they probably have, yeah.
But then that sort of, I don't know, defeats the name of the song, did it? You know, MC Hammer, You Can't Touch Us. Glee have just touched it.
They touched it.
Okay, then what else?
They probably haven't done it though.
I think something else.
What?
Not now.
When?
Well, maybe tomorrow and I'll let you know.
Oh, should we just wait then?
Right, but, leave, what I know is Glee, for me, will ruin any song that I like. And I couldn't give a shit about any other song they sing, so I don't like it. So I probably won't like it if they sing it.
Bit of a wasted question then today.
Glee's shit.